Keith Peters reporting. A jury in New York is awarding an additional $83.3 million to columnist E. Jean Carroll in her defamation case against former President Trump.
Carroll smiled as the verdict was read. Donald Trump had left the building by then in his motorcade. Last year, a jury awarded Carroll $5 million, saying she was sexually abused by Trump at a department store in New York and then defamed by claims she made it up. Carroll's lawyer, Roberta Kaplan, urged jurors in her closing argument to punish Trump enough that he would stop a steady stream of public statements smearing her client as a liar and a whack job. Trump called the verdict absolutely ridiculous. Alina Haba is his attorney.
We will immediately appeal.
Trump was shaking his head vigorously as Carroll's attorney spoke and suddenly walked out of the courtroom in a huff. He later returned. I'm Ed Donahue.
CIA Director William Burns is helping President Biden with efforts toward a deal to release the remaining hostages held by the terrorist group Hamas in Gaza amid Israel's ongoing war in the territory. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says President Biden has called regional leaders to discuss efforts to free more Hamas hostages.
President Biden spoke with Qatari Emir Sheikh Al-Thani and Egyptian President Al-Sisi. As a matter of fact, that second call with President Al-Sisi just wrapped up here a little bit ago to discuss the latest developments in Israel and in Gaza, including our efforts to secure the release of all the hostages taken by Hamas.
The Israelis were kidnapped by Hamas terrorists during an attack on southern Israel October 7th of last year. The Justice Department has reached a settlement with the state of New York to resolve a sexual harassment investigation of former Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 60 points, the Nasdaq dropped 55. This is SRN News. Germany moves to restrict pro-life demonstrations.
Lawmakers in Berlin are working on a bill that would limit activity outside of abortion clinics and would bar pro-lifers from offering sidewalk counseling for women who are going into the building. The United Kingdom has already passed so-called buffer zone measures that accomplish the same thing. There have been attempts here in the U.S. as well, but most of them have been struck down by the courts on First Amendment grounds. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
West Virginia's Republican-dominated legislature is working on a slate of bills, including one that would allow people to sue libraries over offensive books and another that would keep boys out of the girls' bathrooms and locker rooms in public schools. The legislation comes as the GOP-led state legislatures across the country are hearing from parents who want more control over their children are exposed to in school. The ACLU has come out against the West Virginia bills. This is SRN News. No recall, that's the decision after some complaints about Ford vehicles. Correspondent Rita Foley has the story.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration got hundreds of complaints that the doors on some Ford Escapes can open while the vehicles are being driven. These are Escape SUVs from model years 2020 and 2021. The regulators say their investigation found that the possible danger to drivers is low, and they say Ford is sending letters to owners about this problem. That'll be in March. Owners can take their vehicle to a dealer to have it checked. Depending upon what the vehicle needs, the dealer will install a plate to reinforce the door latch arms, or they'll provide a replacement door. Regulators have now closed their investigation. There were three reports of injuries. One required medical attention. I'm Rita Foley.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.